The following episode of the RT Podcast was recorded 20 hours before the entire company was laid off. Please enjoy. And let us know if you're hiring.
This is a Mr. Teeth production.
Buenos dias, and welcome to the only podcast that's putting on an accent. It's the RT Podcast.
103.1 éxitos.
He said puto uno, which is one bitch. I'm your host, Armando Torres. And joining me, as always, is my very good amigo,
Andres Rosas.
And
no hablar. All right. I took German. Spreka, baby.
Sprechen Sie English.
Nein. Spreche Sie Deutsch.
Welcome.
Ich habe einen kleinen Problem mit dieser Religion. He's from everywhere. It's my favorite Eddie Izzard bit. Talking about Martin Luther.
Yeah. Anyway. It's a good bit.
Yeah, it's a good bit.
It's a great bit.
Welcome to the only show that accurately displayed my entire genetic background just now with that bit. Yeah. It's the RT Podcast. We're so excited to be here. I'm back in Austin, baby.
He's back, baby.
I'm here. I just got back from sunny, beautiful Los Angeles, and they're paying me to say that Austin's better. So that's the view that I will express to everyone listening. No,
was sunnier here than it was there.
It was
wildly.
Yeah, you were like, you called me and you were like, sorry, I'm driving through the rain. And I was like, where did you go? I thought you were in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I've never did.
It's washing into the ocean. Los Angeles is being washed out to sea.
Yeah, there was earthquakes.
There's rain. There's the locusts. Ever since our mayor said that we had to split that baby in half because the parents couldn't agree on
which one.
Yeah. Yeah, things have gotten pretty biblically terrible.
It's been Plague City.
It's been plague season. Yeah. And I blame all these foreigners. No.
We'll cut that.
Well, no.
No, we're leaving it in.
Leaving that
this
one in.
This is the right wing, left wing podcast.
It's for the best.
Next week's episode is about CEO yachts.
Ooh.
So that'll be a good one.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Set your heart for adventure.
Ranking
your mind
them,
on a new romance.
I'm ranking them. They're going to be plotted, and the Y axis is how much the CEO makes, and the X axis is how long the yacht is.
Damn.
Yeah.
I want a big old yacht.
I know.
I think I would live on it.
I want affordable housing.
No. I would take I'm going the Scientology route where I would get a big fucking yacht and I would immediately drive it. What do you call
drive
it?
It has
drive
a steering it. Wheel.
It's a
pilot
drive.
It? Boat it?
Boat it?
I think you drive
maneuver,
it.
Maneuver it.
I'd swim it. I'd swim it out to the nearest fucking international waters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would declare myself an island.
Sure.
I would bring a boat big enough to. It's got to be really big.
I'm
carrying tons of dirt,
okay.
So that I could pour it immediately into the ocean,
okay.
To create my own island right underneath my boat. That boat becomes an island. I'm calling it. You know what? I'm calling it the Epstein Island.
Oh,
no correlation.
No correlation. Unrelated.
I just want people to stay the fuck away.
Yeah.
Good
pretty
idea.
Good.
Pretty good.
I love. Yeah, it's like you mean Little St. James? No, no, no,
no, no, no. No.
Epstein Island.
Island. It's different.
It's different.
It's right next to the Galapagos.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about Epstein Island.
What do you mean? No one knows we talked about it. We cut it out last time. No one knows we talked about it.
Yeah, no one knows.
We hear it.
It's literally the best. I mean, like, it's one of the best things ever because any person who ever had any power, yeah, clip it. Fucking get. Take the shot. Take the shot. I don't give a fuck. It's one of the best topics ever to discuss. It's one of the best topics ever to discuss because literally anyone who had any power for the last 40 years has been there and probably molested someone. It's just like, it is a testament to the corruption that is at the root rot of this country.
Do you know how fucked up it is that Pizzagate was 98% right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and instead of a pizza restaurant, it was an island.
They had the right idea, but the wrong location.
Yeah.
It was, had they gotten on a boat, had they gotten on a private jet and done what they'd done, we might be in a better timeline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know. I think it's funny. It's like you got to look behind the scenes to see all like the corruption and like evil and stuff. It's like no. It's right there.
We have we have pictures of it.
Yeah.
Also, this is giving me a great idea for my next game show.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna do. Okay, so hear me out. It's gonna be three contestants.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is I will give you everyone a piece of paper and they just write down their 10 favorite movies. And whoever has the fewest movies made by Weinstein wins.
Ooh.
He made everything. I was watching Carol 2015, which is a fantastic lesbian film. And the first thing that pops up
Miramax.
Is just, it says Weinstein. This is like, well, God damn it. So, you know.
Guy had his finger in a lot of pies. Poor choice of phrase.
I don't think you're allowed to call them that anymore.
What sucks is like, It's everything, and it's everything from a very like formative period of time for us specifically.
Like,
basically, if you're between the ages of like 25 and 40, you like came up, like you saw a Weinstein movie that like changed your life.
Yeah.
So it sucks. It fucking sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah. For me, what movie was that?
What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Do you think there's like a What if we got someone to pay us to just like cut that out of all the films and then we re-release them?
Cut the Weinstein part out,
just cut the title credit.
Well, it's still. I mean, does he like still profit off of it or whatever?
I hope not.
Or is this like an R. Kelly situation where
the money goes to the victims?
Yeah, the money for his music goes to the victims, which is kind of fucked up because now if you want to help out the victims of R. Kelly, you gotta bump Ignition and the remix.
Which is, by the way, unfortunately, a
fucking jam.
Seamless transition. It pisses me off.
I have regularly tried to stop enjoying the art from terrible, awful people.
It sucks because everyone sucks.
But a while ago, I think it was my first RTX, a bunch of us went out to Voodoo Donuts.
Yeah.
It was, at the very least, it was BK, Kai, myself, a couple of other people as well. And we were, I think you were there? I can't remember.
Probably not. I think I was home.
Yeah. I think it was just us. Anyway, we were out at the Voodoo Donuts. We were waiting in line. And then this song came on. And everyone, without even thinking, was just like, just grooving, moving, dancing along.
And then
the fucking voice of R. Kelly, of Richard Kelson, I don't know his name, comes on over the speaker. And we all went,
that sucks.
And then we stopped dancing and we were like, that was bad. 4 minutes go on.
No, you can listen to the music. It's just when he says girl, no, he means it.
He means literal girl.
Literal girl.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's the rough part.
The problem with R. Kelly is that he might be one of the biggest monsters in the music industry, except for fucking P. Diddy.
I was like, we don't have all the Diddy files yet, so he might be second.
What? Also, the fucking nerve of a guy named Diddy to diddle is so insane.
Why do you think he chose the name?
So fucking crazy.
Guys, thank you guys for tuning in to Libelcast. It's not libel.
It's not
R. Kelly. He has been convicted in a court of law.
Yeah.
And is not libel in that case.
It's alleged in the case of P. Diddy.
And we said that.
And
it was alleged so many times.
In Minecraft,
Yeah. I would also like to state that any of the opinions expressed on this podcast are the legal responsibilities of Rooster Teeth and Warner Discovery LLC.
And Without question.
Yeah, they don't want us saying this. They shouldn't have given these mics in front of our mouths.
So go to the rtpodcast.com.
/first.
/ignition.
Yeah.
To pay for our legal fees.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. If you're not a first member, become a first member. We say way crazier stuff than that behind the paywall. Trust me.
Oh, my God. I just realized that we never actually clarified what our opening joke was about. Me putting on the Mexican accent and doing like the welcome thing.
Bienvenidos.
We were talking about how a while ago, a couple of months ago, we all went to this Mexican taco place for lunch. And the guy who like sat us at our table and waited on us, he comes out and he is so clearly putting on an accent that he doesn't have.
Because he was dropping consonants. Like,
yes, he wasn't doing the accent consistently.
Yeah.
Correct. Like, I feel like it was one of those things where it's like, you know, I can do an Australian accent for like two words and then I lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
very similar quality to where you were just like, okay, that word was 100% a Caucasian
affectation.
So great because he is like basically just doing Slowpoke Rodriguez from fucking Speedy Gonzalez.
If the voice had been done in a cartoon from the 50s, it would be problematic now.
Yeah.
Disney
would have put the black screen that says like it was a different time.
It was a different time.
We made different cartoons. Mickey was part of the Nazi party. But who wasn't at that time?
I mean, yeah.
As an American.
Yeah, this is real salsa of the South.
Yeah. So this guy fucking... Jesus Christ.
Shut up.
Yeah. It was rough.
Disneyland, we're all about having fun here, all right? I'm talking about not just the happiness of me, but we're talking about the mirth of a nation.
Okay. Oh!
Oh my god, that's some deep cut
that
racism.
That is a
very deep cut racism.
Yeah.
It's you guys see Black Klansman?
Yeah,
it was a Black History Month a couple days ago, so I saw it like three times over the course of the month. And they have a scene where they watch that movie like at a Klan meeting, and it's like it's one of the things where like racism is so it's kind of funny to me. Because again, it's like, why are you mad that I'm black? That's weird. And it's just like watching it was obviously like watching them do like the scene of the Klan members watching Birth of a Nation. Like it's like a documentary film is like cartoonishly racist to the point where you're like, if you guys had like a normal support system, you wouldn't be like this. You just want friends. That's all it is at the end of the day. Is like you want friends in the community.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You want to
go play pickleball.
You want to feel less atomized as an individual, as a human being.
Well, I mean,
and those were during the good times. Those were during the 70s. You could buy a house
for nothing.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Okay.
3Ks and Black Klansmen.
Yes. What? Okay. So last month was Black History Month.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is Women's History Month.
Yeah.
What's next?
I see what you're putting down. When is it going to be White Man's Month?
No.
Like, Andrew, I'll speak for you. I got
speak
this.
As my attorney, please. Yes.
When's Cracker Culture Day?
No. Huh? What's April? What is April? What's the month of April? Is that Pride?
No, that's June.
June, okay.
Yeah. June is Pride.
Because I was going to say, if you had three women's, black, and Pride, you'd have a fucking multiplier.
I'm so tired. I can't keep going out every weekend. I got no money.
That was their plan all along.
Yeah.
To bleed us dry.
Yeah, because October is Latin Heritage Month, right? Because we thought it was March, but it's not. And then AAPI, is that April?
I don't think so. I know what it is. Hold on, I've got it. I just want to. I want them to keep digging themselves into a hole.
Because we did a stream for it, and it doubles up with Mental Health Awareness Month. And I know that because I was on the stream, and I am
doing bad,
mostly mentally ill and not Asian. So I assume
put that on the tombstone.
Asian.
I'm mentally ill. When you said it, my brain registered the information wrong. And so you said, I'm mostly mentally unwell and not Asian. And my brain went, mostly mentally unwell and also mostly not Asian.
only 0.8% according to my 23andMe. More Irish than Asian.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I actually have it pulled up here. Black History Month is in February.
Yep.
Women's History Month is in March.
Nope.
Asian Pacific Islander Desi American Heritage Month, that's in May.
Okay.
LGBTQ plus Pride Month is in June. Disability Pride Month is in July. Hispanic Heritage Month is in September and October. Because we start late and go late. Yeah. Just like every Latino party.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we have Native American and Indigenous Heritage Month in November. April also has one. Do you want to guess what it is?
Is it White History Month?
Nope. Wrong and racist.
Is it Male History Month?
Nope. Wrong and sexist.
Is it...
is it Suicide Awareness Month?
Yeah. Rack your brains, guys. There's somebody else left. It's a Heritage Month.
Oh, it's a Heritage Month. Okay, yeah. I was like, it's Heritage Awareness Month. Just like, wait, I'm sorry, what? Yeah. Obfuscated in
it's
language.
It's a heritage?
Yuck it up, racists.
Is it Irish?
Haven't heard a single answer yet. Are you really? That's the one you're going
Irish
with?
Heritage
Irish?
Month?
No, wrong, incorrect.
Russian Heritage.
All Flogging Molly t-shirts are 50% off.
That's also in March, I think, right?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, which is basically like, that's their Independence Day, right?
You're actually about
that
to
is
do a
White call. History Month, by the way. That, yeah. That is the one.
That is their, that's Cinco de Mayo, actually.
Mexican Independence Day.
Yeah.
So, and you should tell people that.
You're actually about to do a quiz on St. Patrick's Day in like an hour.
Oh, that's perfect. I love that. No, you fucking racist. It's Arab Heritage Month.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I love just like you trying to get into gotcha journalism with me. And I'm like, oh, cool. Now I know that.
Yeah. And it shows.
What month is that? April?
April.
Okay. How are we going to celebrate?
I have a joke about it later.
For the first right, members?
Well, yeah.
This whole month thing got cut out. Yeah. Anyway, so we went to this restaurant, this Mexican food restaurant. And this guy who was our waiter comes over. Yeah. He says.
I can't say it how he said it.
He goes.
Yeah, you can't do it. Armando can.
Hello, welcome to the restaurant. I want to say. That it's a pleasure to have you today. I am your waiter, Jose. Like, he really put some fucking stank on it.
He also said it a little gay.
Yeah. Jose.
It was like he was using that accent to cover up, like, the gay accent. It was very weird.
It was...
Just a little bit.
What the best part is, like, we all heard it, and I feel like we all looked at each... I feel like we all exchanged, like, a glance, like...
Wasn't Fisher there?
And Fisher was there, too. I feel like it was, like... Am I right? Like, what is this? My
it made me feel racist.
I was like,
No, because here's how fucked up it was. At one point, he I can't even remember what he was saying.
Have you been here before?
Oh, that's what it was. Have you been here before?
Or like, have you eaten here?
But the way that he said it was like, have you been here before? Have you been here before? And none of us could decipher what he was saying. And Andrew thought he said, what's your name, sir, or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you go, Andrew. And he goes, he looks at you and pauses for a second. And he goes, okay, me, sir, Andrew.
And then he proceeded to call you that for the rest of the meal.
He called you me, sir, Andrew, like he's doing a fucking Family Guy sketch.
It was upsetting. Mm-hmm. It was very funny.
It's even worse because you're very... not half Mexican coded, so
it
feels bad.
No, exactly.
It felt really bad.
Yeah, no, it like,
because we know
it activated my Latin heritage sense. It was troubling. It was definitely well, and it was like sorry, this is gonna sound terrible, but like we'd be talking, we're having our conversation, we're probably talking about like, can you get a load of this? Or we're like talking, having a conversation, and then anytime he comes up to the table, it's like, oh, shut up. Like, it's like, we gotta hear, what is he going to weirdly, racistly fumble through? Anyway, it was
at one point, I swear to God, he brought us our food and he went, it's time for tacos! And I was like, shut up, there's no fucking way.
Who's going? Well, it's Mueller.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah, those. I mean, the white ladies with the Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog haircuts. Absolutely love. You know, the PC like
Amber.
Yeah, they love that. They love feeling included.
Oh my God, what an incredible place. I absolutely loved it. Actually, I take it back. It made me feel good about myself and my accent.
Yeah, let's go back after.
And by the way, food was great. I mean, food was good.
Food was good.
Yeah, you can get an agua fresca the size of Mondo's head for a nickel. It's crazy.
It's super cheap, except they will call it agua fresca. God, that shit was so funny.
Slowpoke Rodriguez is the like probably closest analog. It was like, regular Poke Rodriguez, though. He didn't say it was like it was that accent, but not at like half speed. Yeah. It was at full speed.
If you merge the Speedy Gonzalez and the slow Poke Rodriguez, that's the speed it's at.
You know what fucking accent he was doing was sheriffs. We don't need no stinky
badges. We don't need no stink. Yeah, it was that. Yeah.
We don't need no stinky badges.
You know what it was? You absolutely nailed it with that movie reference. It was 70s racist accent.
Yeah.
Yes. 70s specifically. Yeah. Like, yeah.
When and people hadn't been to L.A. yet.
Yeah.
You don't go there. It's all about New York City.
Stand and Deliver hadn't come out yet. Yeah, that's... That's the
how do I
how can I reach these table sixes? Oh my god.
Lord have mercy. This is all going. I don't know.
No. This can be left in. Our producer is shaking his head at us from off screen. I'm not cutting it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not cutting it, you bald white man.
He looks so good.
Also, with the beard, with like the gray beard, like
this is the best Cody has ever looked in the 7 years I've been at Rooster Teeth. Look at him.
We've also established the community is like wildly thirsty for Cody. Yeah. Like it's upsetting.
Cody does look good until you remember that he's only 24. And then he looks a lot worse.
Yeah, but then you remember he's 6'7", and his blood has to travel so far.
That is true. Yeah. That is true, and that is fair.
Cody, were you always tall, or did the nature of your job stretch you out?
Stress pulls you apart.
Yeah, it does. It do be doing that.
Jesus.
No, we're leaving it.
Yeah, I did get just come back from Los Angeles, and that was cool. It was cool to be around real Mexicans again.
You kept getting like telling us stuff that sounded so whimsical.
Oh yeah, brown privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing.
It's the opposite of when you went to Boston.
Yeah, when I went to Boston, I got hate crimed before I got into the Uber.
Yeah. Between the plane and the car.
Yeah, that's the problem with you fucking Dominicans. You think you're so fucking smart. I'll never forget that. That was so good.
That'll be the last thing you think of as you like shuffle off this mortal coil. That'll be the like the last thing that echoes as a DMT hits.
Yeah, that and
think you're so fucking smart.
That you fucking Dominicans. Think you're so fucking smart. Okay, Mr. Andrew.
Oh.
It's time for tacos. Fucking awful, weird, cartoonish, racist ghosts that will haunt me.
We tipped him so much.
Yeah, we did. Because it was like, yeah, this is what you want. Anyway.
It was dinner and a show, frankly.
I went to Los Angeles, and the first thing that we did when we got back to my partner's apartment, was we took their dog out for a walk. Mm-hmm. And as we were walking down the block, this guy was cooking on a charcoal grill just on the sidewalk. And I was like, oh, damn, that smells good as hell. And he was like, oh, you want a taco? And I was like, yeah. But, you know, I'm walking the dog. And he goes, oh, on the way back. And I was like, cool. So we walk the dog. I come back and the guy goes, I walk up to him and I go, okay, cool. Do you have like Venmo, Cash App or Venmo? I didn't start with Venmo. I took a look at the guy and I went, do you have
Cash App? Yeah.
Which, by the way, in case you're wondering what the difference is when you say, like I would look at Andrew and go like, oh, do you have Venmo? Because Andrew looks like this wearing his Depeche Mode shirt.
Yeah,
but then you would look at me and go, oh, you've got priors. Do you have Cash App?
Yeah.
You couldn't pass the fucking background check.
There's no way they're letting me have Venmo as a first choice. And it gets worse too. There's one level worse than Cash App is Zelle. I feel like anyone who's ever asked me if I
could use
Zelle.
They're trying to scam you.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I've never, unless it's like your roommate giving you money for rent, and even then.
So yeah, I ask him if he has Cash App.
Of course, yeah.
Because again, I'm not a monster. I'm not going to start with Zelle, but I could tell. And he goes, for what? And I was like, to pay. And he was like, oh no, I'm not like selling, like we're just hanging out. I was like, do you want a grub real quick? And I was like, what the fuck?
This is the promised land.
Yeah, man. And I was like, can I send you anything? He was like, that's on you if you want to or whatever. But like, I don't really care. And he just gave me and my partner fucking tacos.
Hell yeah.
And we just like got those.
I wish the dog got a taco.
it was awesome. They would have given Dewey a taco.
This is the future liberals want.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome. I got that. I went down to the fashion district. I got a full suit, button-up shirt. Also, again, I feel like I told y'all this. The suit that I got is a Ralph Lauren suit, but without the lining or branding for it.
Okay.
It was made by the same company or the same manufacturing facility, which means that they just came back at night.
Yeah. That's like my Yeezy reps.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the exact same manufacturer, the exact same equipment and materials. They just came back at night.
Yeah, and they don't have the logo, and I don't give a fuck.
I don't want the logo. They're better than that.
I don't want that fucking logo.
You want
on
the
it.
Fucking guy on the, fucking horse?
No, on the horse? No. I've never been on a horse.
And neither of mine has my suit.
No, so give me the regular shit. I don't want no fucking horse cop on my shit.
No, yeah, get that polo mallet out of there.
I want to go. I want to go to the fashion district.
It was awesome.
But you got that whole outfit for like a song.
It was, yeah. I went, it's taco time. And they just gave it to me. No, I got the full suit, the shirt, the tie clip, the cufflinks too that I didn't end up needing. And then I got it tailored to me same day for $215.
That is insane.
$215, $222 if you count the $7 parking. That I needed.
The shirt and the pants and the shoes would have been $200.
Yeah. Like, it was incredible. It's just a city of people looking after people that I like a lot. This is the problem that I have with Los Angeles and what everyone says about it is everyone always asks me if it's like full of people that are just like fake and like they're just gonna try to like use you. And it's like, yeah, that is most of Los Angeles. Those are the people who moved to Los Angeles. Yes. But then there's an entire part of Los Angeles that's just people that are from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And we are desperately trying to keep ourselves alive. And it's almost like we can fucking look at each other and know that we grew up in the same neighborhood. We just help each other out. That guy gave me tacos. They gave me a hookup on the suit because I spoke to him two sentences in Spanish. Also, it was like doing the thing where like, you can see what the prices are listed, but when I would go, how much is this? He would go, $10?
Do one of those, like head nod,
I like this guy. He seems cool. Yeah, $10.
The truly no haggle bargain.
Yeah.
Where you're like,
come on.
Is this $10?
$7.
You just have to like say the price with like the hint of a question mark in it, and then it's like, all right.
It's absolutely phenomenal. It's fucking great. The food is great. So two different times I walked into a smoke shop because I needed to get a vape, I would
go powering through vapes like that.
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to a lot of bars.
It's okay, you got big lungs.
Exactly, I can fit more of the nicotine in. I went to a smoke shop and I tried to get a vape, and I don't know if you know this, but they're illegal in California.
The flavored ones, right?
The flavored ones are outlawed in California. You're not allowed to get them.
As many bubblegum weeds as you want.
Yeah.
But no bubblegum vape.
Nope.
Yeah.
I had my partner.
Makes zero sense. Anyway, continue.
I had my partner who is a very tall, very thin, white person.
Yes.
Sent them to the smoke shop and was like, hey, can you go grab me a vape? And they were like, absolutely. Went to the smoke shop and came back empty handed and went, they don't have vapes. He told me they're illegal. And I guess like maybe, I don't know, could we get like somebody to ship you one from Texas? And I was fuck. That's my bad. Let me go. And I walk in and I go, hey man, can I get a vape? And he goes, yeah, give me a second. And walks to the door behind him, unlocks it, and comes out with a cardboard box full of vapes and was like, which one are you looking for?
You're scumbag coated.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not a scumbag. You're scumbag coated.
Yes. I don't give off like I'm a cop vibes.
No, you don't give off a reputable energy.
No. That's really funny. Yeah, the amount of times that in Los Angeles somebody was like, yeah, hold on, and then went and grabbed something from the back for me, so many times.
I'm the opposite. I will go to a smoke shop and they don't want to sell me stuff.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that's in the counter.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here for legitimate purposes. Could I please have your finest Delta 8 vape, please? And they're like, we don't do that. And that's... I'm like, I'm looking at it right there. And they're like, no. And I went to the same smoke shop with you and the guy, and I was like, can I get those Delta 8 gummies? And the guy looked at him and was like, I got real ones.
Yeah. 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 Oh my God. I forgot about that. We've gone to smoke shops together where the guys have been like, recently, there's this one smoke shop here in Austin that I went to, and the guy was like, hey, I have acid.
Yeah. He didn't ask for which one. What? Tell me after.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
I'm looking.
No free advertising, no sponsorship. Yeah, no, pay to play around.
That's
here,
right.
Baby.
But if you are a smoke shop that sells illegal products, hit us up. You can sponsor this show. Yeah, it's because you're a fucking Venmo person. It's okay. Because I look at you and I go, yeah, Venmo. You Venmo. Yeah, like you can scan the QR code. Yeah. No. I look like somebody who has a Cash App card.
You can tell I didn't drink a beer until I was 20.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt real cool about it.
God. I drank a beer, I think, when I was like 8 or something.
You know the key.
What?
You need to... You need to go in there wearing a shirt that you clearly caught at a sporting event.
If you can get free t-shirt at Dodger Stadium gear.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then I'm gonna assume, and I might be wrong, secondhand Crocs.
Oh yeah.
Ones that are cool.
No. Ones that look comfortable.
Yeah.
Ones that have been, that you've worn so long, they're form-fitted to your feet.
No, someone else's, because I got them secondhand. They're very uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I love Los Angeles. It's a city full of scumbags and criminals that are just doing fun scumbag criminal shit.
Together.
Guy tried to sell us weed gummies.
Yeah, it happens
all the
time.
And then I felt like he was a cop.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, truly. It's like, wait, how did the script flip so dramatically?
The amount of times where, like, I've had 5 seconds of conversation with somebody that works at a smoke shop before they try to sell me illegal drugs is insane. My partner came with me was here in Texas one time. Remember when we all hung out? And we went to a smoke shop, and the guy was like, yeah, within like 4 seconds of talking to me, was like, yeah, I got some dank shit in the back if you want it. And then my partner was like, is it? I thought it was illegal here. And the guy was like, oh. Yeah, I must have been confused, man. My bad.
I'm sorry. I didn't see your...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't see your legitimate partner.
Your scumbaggery was so blinding that I didn't see this.
I didn't think you guys came together.
No. My partner's not even a Venmo person. They're a 401k. Yeah.
They're a Roth IRA person.
Yeah, truly. I just love, like, that person was waiting for, like, the bell to ding of your partner to leave the shop, and then, ding, ding. Okay, here's what the deal is. Like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah.
Hey, I guess I'm going to stop them. I'm going to wait till they leave. I was like, I get you.
God, I love Los Angeles. It's such a great city. I cannot wait to go back.
It's so fun.
I want to take y'all to Los Angeles. And just
I need the insider's tour take. I need the insider's take of Los Angeles.
The best time I had was when I was there for a month. Remember you got COVID?
Oh, yeah.
And that was when we all found out that you could get COVID after you got vaccinated. Mondo was one of the first ones in the friend group that got it.
We were at a, we went to a gay club in West Hollywood, and it was one of the first times I had been out since COVID started.
Yeah. This was like right when Delta started happening, and we all were like, oh, we thought we were good.
Everyone was vaccinated.
Yeah.
Everyone was vaccinated.
Spitting in each other's mouths, licking each other's doorknobs.
It was the Zion rave from the Matrix.
And also, like, the real ones, like, I would say the Andrew Rosses of the world were still afraid of COVID correctly.
Yeah.
And so the streets of Los Angeles were just flooded with Cash App people. Just absolute pandemonium as everyone out was just
our vaccine cards to get in the bars, feeling real smug about
it. Oh my God. The amount of times that in that night, 4 different people asked me if they could buy my vaccine card off of me.
I need that to get into the bar.
Yeah. Also, just go get the vaccine. It's free. It doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter.
It was a different time.
You should always still just get it. But
I wonder where my card is.
Mine's in my wallet. I got mine right now. I have mine on me still.
Just
at this
in case.
In case they fucking bring it back. In case Joe comes on and goes, they were right. I'm a piece of shit. You need your vaccine card to get anywhere.
Yeah.
OGs only.
OGs only. So we were at this gay club in West Hollywood. And it's the first time that I've been out since COVID started, like really out, mm-hmm. out. And I am dancing on the rooftop bar, just absolutely surrounded by people. I'm talking like end of a zombie movie, camera pulls up. Yeah. I'm getting like pulled under the grass.
Ass to ankles in
there. Yeah, absolutely covered. And also, like, again, the reason it was important that it is a gay club in West Hollywood, for those of you not to know, what I'm saying is that everyone else there was 5'4".
Yeah.
Yes. You were like
towering over
a sea of people.
But also you were getting so many drinks bought for you.
Oh, man.
You were full of a sea of free tequila shots.
I felt so pretty.
Bell of a goddamn ball.
I felt so pretty. I was getting so many shots.
You were giving them away.
Yeah, well, because at a certain point I was like, and this, real ones know how much this means had been drinking. I was reaching a point where I could no longer put more alcohol in. I think I paid for 2 drinks the whole night. And that was before we went out to the gay bars.
Yeah.
When we were just going out to the regular places, that's when I had to pay full price.
You should have waited.
Oh, that's not true. I might cut this out. That's not true. I also got that free shot because I got into... Okay. Before we went out to the West Hollywood place, we were at a different bar for a friend's birthday.
Yes.
For Charlotte's birthday. Yeah. And I was at the bar and this couple was arguing. I shouldn't even say couple. They were clearly on like a first Tinder date or something. Ooh. And
Woof.
She was, I would say, probably a Venmo person, and he was a Zelle guy.
Oh, okay.
Really trying very hard.
Yeah. Capulets and Montagues.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the way that I came into the conversation was that she goes, there's no way. And he goes, no, I'm telling you, I'm 6'4". And she goes, there's no way, dude.
He's just fucking...
Yeah, and I... And, inches to a fucking chef's kiss.
If there's
she says it just like that too. She goes, there's no way.
One of the funniest phenomenons on earth, I cannot get enough of these videos, is of dudes lying about their height.
And the guy
it
with
is
the measuring
hysterical
tape.
Hysterical. Because it's like, hey bro, how tall are you? 6'3". Really? Can I measure you? Nah, fuck you, bro.
And they walk away.
And they get so mad. Because, you know in your heart how tall you are. You are 5'9", piece of shit.
That's so good.
Favorite part of that video is the guy that's like, I'm 6'7", and then they measure him and he's 6'10".
Yeah.
And his response is, oh, how about that? Oh, okay.
Cool.
Well, I think he literally says, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So sorry. Care. Yeah. Like, so to witness that argument in the wild would have just
your
been,
height
I mean,
is
yeah.
so she, good.
She brought me into the argument, it's was so going, funny. Excuse me, sir, how tall are you? And I went, I like looked at this guy and he just made a face. Like,
please. He gave me the pleading Brazilian bottom face.
Yes. Oh my God. A face that I could only describe as the scene in a movie when the bag comes off and there's a gun in your face. Please, no, please.
You have to understand, Armando was this man's last chopper out of Saigon. It was that dire.
And so I go, she goes, how tall are you? And I go, come on, man. And I'm looking at him and I'm like towering.
No,
over.
You're looking at him.
Yeah, I'm looking down at him. And I go, I'm 6'9". And I like, I'm 6'5".
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm really gotta overshoot this. And she just goes, there's no way.
Yeah. Even she knew you were full of shit.
Yeah, I was trying to help the homie out and I couldn't. And she just like, she got so upset and then was just like laying into him. And then like went on this rant about like, and again, deservedly so.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. I'm on her side.
Yes.
But was
you were
going,
just trying to alleviate the situation.
I was trying
bit.
To get a drink. I didn't want anything to do with this
Draw
shit.
Me into this like low stakes domestic dispute.
Yeah. So then she's doing this thing and she goes and finds another person who's like, how tall are you? And he's like, oh, I'm 6'5". 6'1", and then she's like stand back to back with me, and at this point I'm like, okay, I guess, whatever. So I do that. This goes on for like another 3 minutes, and the bartender watches all this happen, and then I go, can I get a shot of tequila and like a tequila soda and lime? And he just hands it to me, and then he was like, that's for you. And aww. I was like, oh, do you want the card? And he was like, I watched that. He said, I watched that. And that was the precursor to the rest of the night that we had. When I am standing zombie field of people looking out at all these people, a sea of unmasked masks. And I'm fucking dancing queen.
Yeah.
First of all, it was Whitney Houston. Second of all,
yeah, it was. It was. Yeah, it truly was. And I'm looking out there, and I'm thinking to myself, like, "Fuck, I'm getting COVID tonight for sure. I'm getting COVID.
You gotta go hard."
Yeah, and at a certain point, I was like, "Well, I've already got it. I guess we'll just keep going." And rest assured, I had gotten it.
You did.
Damn
I got
torpedoes.
It really fucking hard. That was the first time I got COVID. It sucked so much ass. And I had been vaccinated.
Yeah.
And yeah, Jesus.
And that's
Christ.
Los Angeles, baby.
Yeah. That's Los Angeles. A magical place.
Yeah, magical place.
A magical place.
So you get COVID in an open air gay bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So God. All that is to say, I need that tour of
yeah.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. Can you take us? Because
every time I've been, but here's the thing: I always have a great time when I go there. You know, some people give it a bum rap. I've always had a good time when I've gone to Los Angeles. Like literally every time. Not the same for New York. I do love New York, but I have had a 50-50 split of good times and times I wish I could always sunshine wipe from my memory in New York.
Yeah.
Like some bad times in New York. Also good, but every time I've been to Los Angeles, I've had a good time. Okay. If not like no bad vibes, only good vibes.
Yeah.
New York was pretty sick, except for the fact that like it's fucking gross.
It
like,
seems disgusting.
It's gross in a way that I feel like Los Angeles is. I always thought that Los Angeles and New York were very comparable places. They are not.
I've never been to New York, but I feel like LA is better.
LA is certainly cleaner and more laid back. And I don't want you to get the wrong impression. LA is not a clean place.
No, it's cleaner.
It's cleaner.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told the story on the podcast or ever before. I know I think I've told both of you this maybe before. But my worst trip to New York had nothing to do with the city. That's the best part, is that it was all circumstantial of the context of which I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all had anything to do with the city, because like the city you know, ostensibly I remember going and doing cool stuff and seeing cool stuff, but could not enjoy it at all because I went up there with my girlfriend at the time and she broke up with me mid-trip.
I have not told this
okay, well
to me
anyway. Yeah. So okay, I was in college, my girlfriend at the time, her family lived in Pennsylvania.
Ugh.
So we go up. We're like staying in her parents' house for like a week.
Oh.
And we're in Pennsylvania, which is like just a train. It's like an hour train ride into New York.
Mm-hmm.
So we had planned to go into New York, like say it's Wednesday or whatever, in the middle of the week. Tuesday night, she breaks up with me at her parents' house. And I'm like devastated. And then it's just like, so do we still go to New York? We have tickets. Proceed to take the quietest train ride.
Oh. You're in college, so you don't. Do you even have a smartphone?
No. No, this is T9
texting.
You have
like a Walkman?
I have
Snake on your fucking phone?
I've got a Nokia brick.
Yeah, he got a text message that says, I think we should just be friends, but sending it sounded like this.
It also was ITHK.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was on a fucking BlackBerry. No, it was on a Sidekick.
Oof.
Because it turns out she had a sidekick too.
Mm. Oh, it was on the chocolate.
It was on a chocolate. God damn. Wow,
and you smelled like fucking Axe chocolate.
Maybe the worst smelling thing that's
disgusting.
Ever been invented. But no, I just like, because again, you know, being a college idiot and not being emotionally mature enough to like handle that. Like I was just like, okay, so then we go. What I should have done was just not gone into New York. Maybe, I don't know. I just remember taking the quietest train ride there, walking next to my like just hot off the presses recent ex, not being able to enjoy any of it, just like, cool, this is So really magic.
Tears in your fucking
eyes. Tears in my fucking eyes.
Just red ring, yeah. Fucking puffy face, just stuffy nose because you're not crying, but you want to, so you're just fully stuffed up.
All right.
It's like, see this beautiful city. What a magical city. So that was my first real adult experience in New York. I've been back since and had a good time, but that was my favorite, like, yeah.
I
what a treat.
Would like to apologize.
It's okay.
To you.
It's
all right. I'm that sucks.
It does.
Either
break up with me before the trip or after.
Yeah.
Not during.
In the middle is crazy.
In the middle is insane.
That's insane. She wanted you to fight for her.
Jesus Christ. No, I wanted to fight her.
She wanted you to fight her dad.
Yeah.
It's gloves off, Pops. Let's go.
The worst breakup I may have ever had was also when I was like college age. I think I was like 18 years old or something. And I lived in Los Angeles and I was dating a girl who lived in Palmdale, Afro Man fame. Palmdale is like, in Austin probably would be like driving out to like, what's like an hour and a half away, maybe?
Oh, that's far. Like time or distance?
Like both. It's one of, so it's actually one of those things where like what's weird about LA is driving 5 miles in the city is like an hour and a half.
Exactly.
Palmdale is like, I think like 20, 30 miles out of the city or something. And it still is just like an hour and a half.
That's wild.
Yeah, that sounds right. But anyway, she lived far. It's out in the middle of nowhere. It's called the Antelope Valley, where they have Palmdale, Lancaster, etc. I remember that I would be the one that would drive out to Palmdale every single weekend to go see her. And she was always hanging out with her weed dealer. And at the time, I was just like, oh, yeah, that's just how... You know, because they're like friends.
My sweet summer child.
Because they're like friends. They hang out. All he does is sell her weed. So I found out that he was giving her the joint.
Okay.
He was giving her the spliff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were doing blowbacks.
They were. mm-hmm. Yeah. He was making the dab hits super sticky. I found out that she was cheating on me with a weed dealer. And I remember going out there and my car broke down. And it was like the world's worst trip. And then we got into a fight and she told me that she had been cheating on me.
Was it because you couldn't fix the car?
Well, partially. We were just always getting in fights. That was the other thing. It was just two 18-year-old Latinos dating each other.
Okay, yeah. Standard.
Absolutely the worst people for each other. She
was dynamic relationship.
Yeah, she was the one who switched me from Camel Menthol to Cowboy Killers, Red Stripe Marlboro.
Those suck.
Yeah, making my life actively worse. She told me that she had been cheating on me and that she wanted me to leave because homeboy was actually on his way over and she didn't know that I was supposed to be there that weekend. And my car was broken, and at this point like Uber, Lyft, etc. was not like super prevalent
around.
So I was going to go take a train back to Los Angeles so that I could then go get somebody to help me come back to Palmdale and fix my car, like jump my car so that I can take it. But I needed a ride to the train station. Do you want to take a guess as to who
Jump your fucking car?
I don't know. And I asked myself that question.
Why couldn't he just jump the car?
I think he wanted to rub it in. I think he wanted to be an
asshole. Rubbed it
in, all right. Why can't he be like, I'm going to pop your hood? No, you wouldn't get it.
What an asshole. Damn.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
They're in the trunk.
The worst.
You didn't get it.
Absolutely the worst breakup that I've ever had.
That sucks.
And then I got dropped off by him as he was like, hey, fool, I just wanted to say, like, no hard feelings and shit, you know? Like, you seem like a super cool guy. So, if you ever need anything, like any like greens or anything, I'll for sure, like, I'll hook it up and shit. Just let me know. And I'm just like,
I love the not victim in the scenario saying no hard feelings.
Yeah.
That is such a psychotic. Hey man, I know I've been like straight cucking you for like months. No hard feelings.
Yeah.
Was he old?
He was older than her.
Yeah.
He was older than both of us. We were like 18 and he was 29, I think.
Oh, gross.
Hey, I know I've been making you look like a bitch, but no hard feelings.
Yeah.
I want to see Mondo on the train as like he's just like he sits down and like the doors are closing and you just see the car like across and it's him waving but he has jumper cables in his hand as you just like take off.
No, and just like as the train steam from the train, cuz the steam train as it pulls away.
There's so many like ways where like if we're making the cinematic version of this, that's just like the most devastating possible. It's just like it's just Mondo in a car that you're too small to get inside of, so you're in the passenger seat hunched over. You're being forced to look down. On the floor is one of your girlfriend's nails that you noticed was missing 2 weeks ago that mm-hmm. she said she lost, I don't know, in a fight. And then you look away from that, so you go to look out the window and then just in the door handle's like her scrunchie and you're like,
yeah.
Putting it together like the end of fucking Usual Suspects. Yeah. Like you're fucking, you got Kaiser Soze.
I try to put the seatbelt in and I pull it. What is this? A signed affidavit from a girlfriend saying she's banging me. What the fuck? It's all in detail. It's several.
Yeah.
Several it's a pages. Fucking teleplay of the situation. Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Signed notarized copies of photographs of you fucking.
What the fuck?
Patty cake.
It was the worst breakup I still think that I've ever experienced. And my favorite part about that was I was like, after that was over, I was like, well, I never have to see this person again. Fuck her. I'm going to be in Los Angeles and I'm going to be like a super like famous comedian or whatever. And she'll just be some fucking
footnote in my history
over in Palmdale. And then like 3 months later, I went on Gap to buy a new pair of jeans. Cause that's what I could afford at the time, which by the way,
pretty fancy,
pretty good jeans.
Pretty good jeans.
I was on Gap and guess who I saw on the fucking home screen of Gap as a new model for Gap at Old Navy.
You're alive right now?
Yeah. You didn't immediately walk in front of that train.
I wanted to die.
Is rough.
You're a Capricorn though, so I know that just fueled you.
Yeah. It fueled me to get bigger, stronger, worse.
You with, like,
haters
anger,
haters will be your waiters and
I'll tell you this much. This is how much it changed me. In that moment, I picked up my phone, I opened it up, I held down on Venmo, and I deleted that bitch. And I downloaded Cash.
That's right.
And I became the scumbag I ended it.
Yeah. Yep.
Just fucking crying.
Bawling uncontrollably.
I've had such a good time with y'all. And I love this show so very, very much. It makes it sound like I'm about to break up with this show.
It truly does, but you know.
No,
he's been doing other podcasts.
It's been on the side. It's okay. It didn't mean anything to me.
I find a fucking Shure microphone in his car. What the fuck? Mondo!
You got a road mic with the dead cat on it. What have you been doing?
Is this a Casper mattress ad? You son of a bitch.
This is a Helix house, you fuck.
Sully.
I've had so much fun. This episode has been so great. And now it's time for my favorite part of every single week. It's time for Always On. Let's go.
Are we calling it Always On anymore? Didn't we change it?
Yeah, moving forward, I'll say This Week in Jokes. I heard there's going to be a big all hands tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you know what that's about? This episode of the Rooster Teeth Podcast is sponsored by Shopify. You hear that sound? It's the sound of a sale that you're missing out on because you're not selling on Shopify. And what does it sound like with Shopify? Ooh, baby, that's so much better. So start selling with Shopify today. Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. So whether you're selling satin sheets from Shopify's in-person POS system or you're offering organic olive oil on Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform, you are covered. And once you've reached your audience, Shopify has the internet's best converting checkout to help you turn them from browsers into buyers. Shopify is your no excuses business partner. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. So whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/roosterteeth. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/roosterteeth now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/roosterteeth. Most of the time, shaving feels like a chore, am I right? Look, shaving, it's time consuming, and if I'm using a cheap razor, which, let's be completely honest, is most of the time, I always end up with a few nicks and cuts by the time that I'm done. That's why you gotta meet Henson Shaving. Henson Shaving is a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the International Space Station and Mars Rover. Ever heard of it? Space dork. And now they're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience. By using aerospace grade machines, Henson makes metal razors that extend less than the thickness of a human hair, which means that you get a secure and stable blade with a vibration free shave. Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. So that means no plastics, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence. Plus, it's affordable. Once you get your own Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. I use Henson Shaving, I would say every 2 days or so to line myself up, get my cheeks nice and nice, get this part under my neck. Look, it's a razor and it works incredible. How many times have you ranted and raved about a razor? I feel like never. If anything, I've only ever complained about razors. The fact that I have something positive to say about these incredible razors is mind-boggling. They're so easy to use. It's so easy to replace the blades once they're done. And you get so many uses out of them. The blades, they're so cheap. It's incredible. So look, they're affordable. It's $5 a blade, and it's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/rooster to pick the razor for you and use code rooster and you'll get 2 years worth of blades for free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/rooster and use code rooster. Hey, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but the news is terrifying, which is why we took some headlines and turned them into punchlines. It's time for your week in jokes.
Yeah.
Woo!
Love it, baby.
We're doing our classic circle joke where we have Griff sitting in the middle as Andrew and I joke off around her.
It gets funnier every week.
It's in a period where it's dipping.
It's dipping, the thing, and it'll come back like a Kaufman.
It'll come back around. Eventually, it's going to be so fucking funny.
We're going to really reach around. Yeah. And
yeah.
Shut the fuck up. You know what? Why don't you start us off?
Oh yeah, with that kind of with that kind of heat. So much heat coming off this. Yeah. Here we go. Folks, the first over-the-counter birth control pills will begin shipping to drugstores around the country this week. This is actually news to me because I've been getting Yu-Gi-Oh cards over the counter for years, and that's worked great at preventing pregnancy.
I like that joke quite a bit. Did you see, this is not one of my jokes, by the way, but did you see the thing about France is immortalizing abortion rights by putting it into their like legislation forever?
Yeah, it's in their constitution.
Oh, yeah, it's in their constitution, which I think is very good for a country who also has laws about you need to cheat on your wife a lot.
Them enshrining it in their constitution is impressive until you see how many constitutions they've had.
Yeah.
It is a room full of papers. It is, yes. Like they change constitutions like I change underwear. It is, which is to say frequently.
No, it's just every couple of years, but a lot. Oh my God. All right. Family Dollar, America's favorite place to buy 4% milk and choking hazards, is being forced to pay a $41 million fine after their warehouse was found to be infested with mice. And in defense of themselves, Family Dollar insisted, yeah, of course our warehouse is full of mice. It's the Family Dollar version of automation.
They're very helpful mice. Yeah.
We're employing foreigners. That's Fievel, and that's his whole fucking family. Somewhere out there, Family Dollar's hiring.
Oh, folks, a giant natural helium deposit has been discovered in Minnesota and may be the largest reserve in North America. Locals were thrilled at the find and said, this will be a boon to the local economy and the medical industry that needs helium for testing equipment.
Reports state that Minnesotans haven't been this excited since they found that big whippet deposit. A couple of blocks away.
It's a fucking CO2 canister the size of a tanker truck.
I like that there's just a party city underground in rural Minnesota.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, the helium, you think it wouldn't be.
Did you know that a lot of the wildlife around here is balloon?
Oh. Oh my God. Here's one that's going to get us killed. El Chapo's granddaughter is joining the hunt for the Loch Ness Monster. And I, for one, am excited for her fresh ideas and look forward to Nessie being found inside a tunnel under a hydraulic toilet.
Yeah.
That one was okay. All right. Okay, Chapo. We're good.
You're clean. You're clean.
We're clean.
We're clean.
We got out of there.
Oh, all right. That note in your pocket.
No.
This one's not going to get us killed, but it probably won't make it to air. All right. The U.S. began airdropping life-giving aid to Palestinians in Gaza this week. Let's see if it can offset the billions in already we've given in life-taking aid.
Oh, no. It won't.
I liked it. I liked it.
It won't.
We're staying. It's keeping in.
We're keeping it in.
We're keeping it in. Yeah.
Mm. We're putting it at the beginning, too.
Yeah.
And also, it's going to be the social clip this week.
Yeah.
We're keeping it in, like our forefathers were promised. That's our joke. We were guaranteed it.
Guaranteed it.
Oh, my God. That might get cut out. Okay. Four states are considering adding a new qualification for medical marijuana. Female orgasmic disorder, or in layman's terms, being a woman who doesn't come during sex, or in laywoman's terms, sleeping with androsis. Jokes aside, it is unclear if marijuana will help women get there, but it will help them to understand why their shitty boyfriends would rather play Fortnite than go down on them.
Hey, babe, you want to squat up tonight? Where are we dropping? Maybe down on me, bitch. Why don't you fucking hit them knees?
On me. Yeah, I won't touch that clip, but I'll be damned if I lose this QuickTime event, dude. And that has been your week in jokes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Griff.
Yeah.
Would you like to pick a winner?
Fuck, not really. I want to give it to Andrew for the helium joke, but then also for the punch up at the end of your joke.
The whip. Oh, it's a day.
Hey.
Our powers combined.
All right. Thumbnail. Yes.
There we go, baby. We did it. And with that, we'll see you next week.
Mwah.
Bye.
Maybe.
Maybe. Depending on how this all hands goes.
Woo!